Summer Ticket Stock 2004, live at the Plano Center, presented by AT&T Wireless and Texas Tickets. Get your sports butt out here. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I'm assuming it's too old then. Then we're back.
Come on, Bob, take it.
Bob.
It's a hockey segment.
I'm going to be talking enough.
You've got to talk all.
And
talk
we are back here at the Ticket Stock Roundtable, Ticket Stock 2004, coming at you live from the Plano Center in Plano, Texas. We're about half a mile east of Central Expressway on Spring Creek Parkway, and we're talking hockey. Brendan Morrow with us. I have nothing.
Brendan Morrow from the Dallas Stars, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Brendan, I don't know if you can read our roundtable board over here, but at the bottom it says, "State." These are what people want to talk about, okay? State of the Stars last night, and then I can't read the rest of it. So in your own words, give us the State of the Stars address
last night,
and make sure it lasts 14 minutes.
14 minutes.
No, well, I'm just joking.
Ask that question to Downs later, and he'll be able to drag it on for 14 minutes. Actually, you know what? Over the last 2 months, we're real pleased with the way we're playing. We're starting to play consistent. The second period still our downfall. Last night we played 60 minutes and we had a big win. So over the last, I'm not sure, 30 games or so, we've really kicked it up a gear and we're right there battling with San Jose. I think we're six back now.
You still have 13 and a half minutes left.
let's work on this. So, actually, we're real pleased with the way we're playing, and things are starting to go well for us. We're getting bounces, and some of our key players are starting to get some scoring, some goals for us.
How the big turnaround? I mean, what happened? What did you do different now that you weren't doing in the beginning?
Well, I think our sense of urgency has kind of raised the level.
Because I'm thinking steroids.
No, we don't get that stuff, Barry and the baseball players. We've been tested. I think our urgency has just gone up. Beginning of the season, starting after a disappointing loss to Anaheim in the playoffs, and starting slow, and it took a while for us to realize the situation we're in, and before we knew it, we were 20 points out of first place in our conference, so our urgency level definitely raised.
Did you look up one day and collectively as a team just embarrassed?
There were a lot of mornings we woke up embarrassed. A lot of games we let slip away, and I think our turnaround happened. We had a meeting in Phoenix, and the players kind of listened. Management did most of the talking, and it came from top level. Mr. Hicks said, if we don't start winning, we're going to unload some of our talent. And
we're going to get rid of A-Rod and Dylan start winning.
That might help us, actually. We might have some extra cash. And he told us he was going to get rid of us, some of us, and we really believe we have a hockey team that we need to win here before the collective bargaining agreement's up. And we're spending a lot of money on our team, so we need results.
Given how you guys started the season, is it cold out there on that ice?
What? I don't understand the setup and then the question.
Yeah, I'm not getting the punchline yet.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know if you're talking about chicks or you're talking hockey. I'm not sure.
It's pretty big, though.
Bob?
Thanks, Craig. It's pretty big to beat a good team like Colorado because it's nice to rack up wins, but if Detroit and Colorado handle you every time you play them, that certainly doesn't help the confidence. So last night must have been pretty good for you guys.
Yeah, it was. We wanted to send a bit of a message. We were 0-3 against them. They beat us, outscored us 11-3, and that's a team we think we're going to face eventually in the playoffs. That was our last game last night, so we had to turn things around, and we outscored them, and then they tried pushing us around, and we battled back that way, too.
Well, that was amazing in the third period last night. Guerin got in a fight to start it, then Downey maybe, well, probably no maybe. That's fight of the year candidate stuff there. He went with Big Peter Worrell for about 4 minutes, right?
That was the longest fight I've ever seen. Yeah.
Was that a racially motivated fight?
No.
Okay.
No.
Thanks for clarifying, though.
Well, I had to ask.
Aaron likes to pick on the biggest guy he sees in the ice. There was a guy about 6'7", came after him. He said, no, I don't want you. I want you. And he went after the bigger guy. So that's just how Aaron is. He's a tough cookie.
All right, we did this on the show this week. We were trying to figure out DFW's toughest athlete. And you were the first guy that came to everybody's mind, and you finished number one in our poll. So are you the toughest guy on the Stars, or would you nominate somebody else?
I'm definitely not.
You're definitely,
definitely
not?
Definitely not. I think
well, then we're Madonna. Not sports experts.
Think it's Madonna?
Yeah, he's up what? There. He looks pretty, but he's up there. He's a tough guy. Well, I think you saw it last night. Downing, he's a
he
champ.
Sees a fight and he just skates back to the room immediately.
Yeah.
Let me get out of here.
His face.
Downey?
I would say Aaron Downey. He takes a licking and keeps taking. I think he took a good shot in the face, and you don't even see a bruise in the guy.
What about Garrett? I mean, he's a tough guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Kind of a
wuss. Oh, come on. I don't need your hockey analysis over here, Gordo.
We've got an
NHL player here. I'm asking him. I'm not asking you.
Are you?
He does a show for you guys, so I know you guys are going to be a little biased to him. And he's a tough guy, but I don't think he has anything on Aaron Downey.
Hey, what about
Bob?
Yes?
Go ahead. Giving you the floor.
Well, I had another hockey point next time we talked with you, and it worked out nicely here. The reversal. Is that what you call it, by the way?
I don't think there's a real name for it, but that's what... We throw around, yeah.
All right, what does that mean?
Well,
what are
you
talking about?
The reversal.
Oh.
He's getting there.
Bob? Yeah, it's when a guy's trying to hit you, and you hit him first and put him on his rear end, and very few guys in the league do it. In fact,
you call that an ass kicking.
Well, in fact, a lot of times you have the puck while you do it. And I guess my little more context here is I don't think you did it prior to this season. That much, and now you're doing it all the time. And I'm just curious, were you hitting the weights all summer, or why can you do it now, and you didn't seem to do it much in previous seasons?
That's the longest question.
Yes, like a
I don't
TV
even know if there
question.
Was there even
the
a question.
Question
in
wasn't
there.
That long. The stumble bumble to get there. I think I'm getting older and wiser, a little smarter. It took me a while. I thought maybe I was fast for a couple of years and I could outskate people, but now I realize that. There isn't a whole lot of room on the ice, and people are always after you, and why not hit them before they hit you? And usually it is when I have the puck, and it surprises a lot of guys, and you can knock them on their ass, like you said, and usually buys you a little time, and you either make a play yourself or you walk it out and try to put it in the net.
It's the old Walter Payton thing, hit them before they hit you?
Exactly.
Look what happened to him.
Yep, didn't work out for him.
All right, Earl Campbell. How's that?
Brendan, you mentioned the collective bargaining agreement a minute ago. Is it a foregone conclusion between you guys, the players, and the management? There's going to be a work stoppage, isn't there?
Because the line
is drawn in the sand.
There is a line, but anytime you negotiate without...
Let me rephrase the question.
Let me not let you answer that.
Are you gearing up for a work stoppage? I mean,
I've been preparing for 2 years for a work stoppage.
Like building up your resume?
Yeah.
No, I'm not expecting to go get a big job or anything over the break. And
move back into a one-bedroom?
Putting some money under my mattress for 2 years. And there's a concern there's going to be a lockout. No one wants to do it, but there's so much time from now until September. When you negotiate, there's unless there's a timetable, it usually gets done at the end.
What are the main focus points? I mean, what do you guys want, and what do they not want to give, and vice versa?
Well,
what are you guys pissed about? You're obviously pissed about something. Hmm.
We want guaranteed contracts. We don't want to be like football where you spend your career, you have a great career with one team, and eventually they just decide to let you go. And we don't want to have a salary cap where there isn't a marketplace and you can't reach your potential. And I'm not the main person in this situation. I just go out and try and take care of the hockey. I don't really know what goes on.
But their argument's going to be TV revenue. They don't have that TV. We don't have the money to guarantee this.
That is what they're going to fire back at us. That's something that the business side. I'm not the brain trust.
You just
on that
go out there
factor.
And kick ass, right?
I go try and kick ass.
Right.
I hopefully that takes care of itself.
Well, hopefully both sides can come together because a work stoppage does nothing but
hurt. It doesn't help.
Amen, Grego.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Brendan, for being up here with us. Brendan Moore of the Stars.
Congrats, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, bro.
Later on.
We'll see you in a little bit.
Here we go. So it's back to Grego for
Oh, he just took off his headset.
More sports talk.
We're on the air. You realize that?
I thought we were done.
No, we just had to let Brendan go.
Yeah, we let Brendan go, but you know, didn't hear anybody throw it to break, did you?
I never listened for that anyway. Usually, Ryan just takes care of it.
I think Brendan's got a bright future in negotiations.
Yeah, he seems like he's really mastered the art of negotiation.
Get off of him. He doesn't get into that kind of stuff.
I don't blame him.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
I'd be such a half-ass if I was an athlete, just collect my check.
What do you mean if you were an athlete?
My life right now would translate exactly the same if I was an athlete.
Just doing the overcusser out there on the ice?
Yeah.
Time check. Somebody do a time check.
It's 2:23 on the ticket.
Where are we? Tell everybody.
We're at ticket stock 2004 at the Plano Center.
How do we get here?
You just head up 75 or down 75, exit the Spring Creek Parkway.
Who are you?
Half a mile, Gordon Keith, half a mile east of Central.
Could they have found some cheaper furniture?
You know, I saw this backstage last night, and I thought that it was getting ready to go out to the dumpster.
They picked this up off the road.
It smells like Tinkle, too.
We want to remind you that the Salvation Army is out here, and they're showing some of the furniture that they have for disadvantaged people. So,
I mean, look at that rug there.
Disadvantaged people?
Yes.
Yeah. It's vague.
I don't know why you want to bag on one of our sponsors.
I'm not.
They provided the furniture.
Is the SPCA coming up here? They do that every year, don't they? Bring the dogs and stuff?
I haven't seen them this year.
They're very much missed.
Yeah, the dogs, they didn't want to get on this furniture.
Is there anybody in camouflage that could...
The SPCA just donated the furniture instead of the dogs. What?
What, Bob? What was that joke?
I haven't really hammered out a completion of the joke.
That's an odd way to start.
I just have to start.
Is there anyone in camouflage?
What does that have to do with the SPCA? I missed the joke.
He didn't know the joke. He had to stop midway through.
But he had an idea.
That once did traffic, and a dog did a doo-doo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On the rug.
Made a poo on the rug.
Hey, so I admitted early on it had nothing, and you just...
Corby, I'll give you $10 if you go put those water skis on and walk all the way to the front door and all the way back in those water skis.
$10?
Boy, right. Greg.
Yeah. Hey,
that's quite an offer.
That's market value. I'll extend that offer to you, Junior.
Do it to any of these people. Anybody need $10?
And up at $5 to 15.
Who wants... Come here, bud.
Hey, you want to talk to a hot girl?
Come here, Holmes.
Yeah. Do we still have the hot girl
out there?
There's
your guy right there in the white hat. Yes. Will you pay him $10 to put those skis on?
No, that's to you. That's not to anybody else.
Sorry, Holmes. Sit down.
That's to you. Put those skis on and walk all the way to the front door.
No.
Now with the wireless microphone, here's the great Gordo.
Back to you, Craig.
Thank you for that report.
You said you wanted to talk to the hot girl.
No, I said that Davey wanted to.
Oh, where's Davey?
Davey's our official wireless microphone guy.
Davey, you want to grab the...
There she is.
Whoa.
I'm worried about this.
I am too, and because I'm worried that she may be young.
I'm thinking she's like 17 or something.
Yeah, we're going to need to see some ID.
Oh, my goodness, but look at her.
Well, yeah.
We're going to
need to see 17,
tell
me to hell.
Tell me you're 18.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
Oh,
damn it.
My.
Legal in Texas.
That's true.
Legal in Texas.
I don't know about
that's
that.
That's a good point, Gordo.
You're half my age, sweetheart.
How old are you again?
Huh?
How old are you again? And tell me harder this time.
21.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yes, look at it. She's a little sassy. What's your name?
Sophie.
I love that name. Means you're very wise and
really?
Dirty. Okay, now, Sophie, where do you go to school?
McKinney High School.
Oh, I bet you do.
Stop it, Craig. And are you out here with your mom?
Yeah,
I am. Are you a senior at McKinney or a junior?
I'm a junior.
A junior in high school. You got a
boyfriend?
Look
at Dave. He wants to sit next to her.
Dave.
You know what, Dave?
Dave, you're...
The next time you go cruising for a girl, bring one up here 20 years old. Don't be bringing us high schoolers.
There's nothing wrong. She's 17. That's an adult in Texas.
I don't know if that is or not.
Yes, it is.
I've never seen that law.
I'm very aware of the law.
Look it up, Greg. Go to internet.org.
I still think
internet.org.
You'd be prosecuted.
Huh.
Right.
So you don't have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
When was the last time you had a boyfriend?
2 months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't need a boyfriend.
I know.
Sophie.
I don't.
At all.
I know.
Do you know where you are? Do you know why you're here? Do you know what's going on at this place? Do you ever listen to the ticket?
Thanks for joining us.
With my mom. I do with my mom.
Okay.
You listen with your mom?
Yeah, when she's taking...
How old's your mom?
I don't think I can tell.
Yeah, you can.
No.
Now, how old are you?
I mean, she's so old you can't even tell.
How old is she?
No, I don't think she wants me to tell.
Well, how old? Older than 40?
She's 30.
That's odd.
Your mom is 30?
No.
She had you when she was 13?
No, she's not really.
Well, how old is she?
I can't tell.
Why?
Look at her.
It's not like we know where
she's at. Everybody give Sophie a big hand. We're late for break here. It's 2:27 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Have fun at McKinney.